Hi, this is Amy Kenley, and you're listening to KPod. Today I'm speaking with Jim Brown of Tech Clarity. Jim is sitting on the judging panel for the upcoming Spike Awards. The Spike Awards recognize the best use of social media and social technologies to improve innovation, product development, and product management. The award nomination period is open until September 3rd, and the winners will be recognized at a reception during the 34th Annual PDMA Conference on Product Innovation Management on October 19th. Jim, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thanks, Amy.
So let's start off by learning a little bit about you and about Tech Clarity.
Great. So my name's Jim Brown. I focus on really all things that help people improve product innovation, product development, and engineering, primarily the use of technologies and advanced business processes. And that's really what Tech Clarity focuses on, researching how people are using technology and advanced processes to improve business performance.
Great. So, Jim, what would you say is the state of social product innovation today?
I think social product innovation, it's certainly very early, but it's also very promising. We're starting to see some of the early case studies come through and seeing companies really starting to do some very interesting things and gaining some significant value from it. I think we're seeing companies start using social media, Web 2.0 technologies, blogs, wikis, even things like that, starting primarily to do things to improve existing processes like collaboration or maybe even trying to improve things like panels and taking processes they're familiar with and using new technologies to reach more people and open themselves up. But I think we're also seeing it move forward to things like social discovery, where people are tapping into their networks and finding people and finding information that can help drive new innovation and drive new processes. So I think we're going to see this really move forward quite a bit over the next several years.
So what would you say is the number one question that companies are asking about social product innovation?
Well, I guess I'll answer with the top two that I hear. The first one is, who owns it? And the second is, how do we get started? There's a lot of confusion. There are people that are trying things, but there are a lot of companies that look at this and really just don't know how to organize around it and how to start happening. And my recommendation is, as opposed to expecting a brand new department to appear in their business, people need to look for what are their roles and responsibilities, what are their functions in, say, product management or product marketing or product innovation, and find ways to incorporate these tools and incorporate the access to broader communities that can help in innovation, and find ways to fit it into their existing business and their existing roles and responsibilities.
So for companies who are employing social product innovation practices, in what areas of the business are they starting to see concrete results?
I'd really say it's any and all. I mean, obviously developing products and developing new innovation is a life cycle issue. So it's all the way from the front end of innovation where we're seeing people trying to find new product ideas. Sometimes it's more product ideas, but oftentimes it's how do I find better product ideas and filter through them and maybe get what people call wisdom of the crowd, get some feedback and see what's resonating all the way in the front end of innovation, all the way through collaboration on engineering, product development, and even back into the service lifecycle and into marketing. One of the areas I think may be pretty exciting is the opportunity for everybody involved with a product, even in, for example, service or customers, to be able to provide, in an electronic forum, a social forum, to provide feedback that can then close the loop back into product development and innovation. So I think the more it's a lifecycle approach, the better we're going to be, although, we see it really in lots of different places today.
Sure. So with all that said, what do you think this space will look like in 5 years?
I wish I had a crystal ball on that one. I think the first thing to think about is that as an industry, we have a lot to learn about this, whether it's a manufacturing company, a service company, or even the research companies like mine. we're really starting to learn what's working, what doesn't work, and we're seeing a lot of innovation in new processes and the way this is happening. So what I suggest to companies all the time is it's time to learn, it's time to experiment. Not everything's going to work, but start small, fail early, you know, try some different things. The biggest thing is not to sit on the sidelines and wait. You know, you have to start understanding how this can improve the business and start allowing the organization to try things, to learn, and to start to build up this kind of a competency. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of the people that are experimenting, we can all learn from. And, you know, in fact, some of the Spike Award winners, when we go through this process, I think we'll be shining at some great examples of companies that have tried something, have learned, and others can learn from them.
Wow, great. Thanks, Jim. Those are some great insights. So don't miss out on this one, folks. Get your Spike Award nominations in by September 3rd by visiting spikeawards.com.